Democratic Alliance DA in the Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality conducted an oversight on the recycling plant project in Tabancho. This project was initiated in 2017 at a cost of 2 million rands, remains unfinished, rendering it impossible to hand over operations. When the recycling plan in 143 Motlatla was initially introduced, it sparked a ray of hope among the residents, promising job opportunity. However, this hope quickly turned into a mere illusion. The project never materialized, and the security measures were removed, and leaving the place vulnerable and systematically vandalized. Today, all that remains of the once promising project is a skeleton structure, a stark reminder of the small hope our community once held. The consequences of this abandonment are painfully evident as we witness the gradual disappearance of everything we once held dear. The Tabancho residents has endured significant loss. We mourn the loss of Ireka Reform School, Puloko Hospital, which cares for the mentally challenged patients, our children's home, Tabancho San, Naledi San, and so much more. These losses has led to the collapse of Tabancho's economy, resulting in a widespread joblessness. The town now stands at a mere shadow of its former self, plunged into high unemployment rates, drug abuse and alcoholism among the youth. To address this dire situation, the DA will submit additional Rule 38 questions to the council to inquire about the action that will be taken to hold those responsible for the stale project accountable. The DA is unwavering in its commitment to bring about change across the country. It will implore all residents to register to vote in the national and provincial government in 2024 elections. We must take the right step to bring change to our beloved community and restore the dignity of Tabancho.